This is Sean with Voices of SAE for Ball State. And we've got on the phone Kennedy, who is the current sweetheart of SAE at Ball State, and also Adrian, who is one of our story guide interviewers. Kennedy, how are you doing today?
I'm pretty good. It's beautiful out, and I'm really excited.
All right. So the goal of this whole thing is not just to get the favorite memories of the current actives and of the alumni, but also of the, you know, girls that supported SAE the whole way. And the number one girl of the year always is the sweetheart. And for this year, it's you. When did you get inducted this time? Was it last fall, or when did it happen?
Just this past, I believe, September, actually. So a little off of our normal schedule.
Okay. All right, so what sorority are you in?
I'm a Kappa Delta here at Ball State.
Okay.
That's awesome. What major are you studying?
So I came in originally as a business major, and it just was not for me. So I switched very quickly the beginning, like first day of my sophomore year, to public relations with a minor in communication studies.
What really motivates you to go into that?
So I like the idea of business and the idea that it's very, like, flexible and you're able to do whatever you want with it. But it was just so boring and crunching numbers and graph after graph. So PR was that, like, business marriage to, like, graphic design and able to, like, bring in some creativity. So PR was, like, something I talked for hours with my freshman advisor about. And then communications was brought in that I love to talk. Come from a long line of talkers. I'm just a very outgoing person. So it was just a great marriage of the two.
Okay. So what year will you end up graduating?
I graduate this May, so 2021.
Okay.
Awesome. So what is your connection to SAE?
So I would say the connection started my freshman year when I came in, fall 2017. And my sorority, after going through recruitment, we started very quickly meeting and having sort of some socials with some other frats on campus and just mingling with other fraternity members. And then I remember a bunch of them going to a high school, one of the high schools I attended in like 2015. A couple of the same members actually rushed SAE. So I started hanging out around there, and they introduced me to more and more brothers. And as sad as it may sound, my connection with SAE actually started by me making friends with some of the guys in my pledge class, and then my brother passed away my freshman year, and they all just kind of were like those guys that were my rock. They got me a card and had everybody sign it and brought me some of my favorite candy to La Follette, and that's when I knew these were not just some guys at a fraternity that I saw on Friday and Saturday. They were really my lifelong friends that I'm going to turn to when we're old and gray.
That's super sweet that they were there for you like that. I love that.
That's awesome. So when you got inducted in, what were some of the initial things that you thought you needed to step up and do for the guys?
So actually, when I was a freshman, we had a number of our sorority sisters as sweethearts for other fraternities on campus. So I kind of had that, like, role model ability to go ask questions and be there through their process. So I knew when I wanted to rush for SAEs, or go for it, rather, SAE sweetheart, I knew some things that were already expected and some things that I felt a sweetheart should do, but maybe I didn't see happening, or just some ideas of my own. So when I came in, I initially was going to come in March when they do the normal sweetheart elections, but sadly due to COVID, they got pushed off into my senior year. So I'm big into food. Obviously, the best way to a man's heart is through his stomach. Learned that very early on. Any sort of food is right up their alley, especially buffalo chicken dip. So right when I got in, it was food after food, making sure I was mingling with the new guys and getting to know them on a broader spectrum other than just like, hey, I'm this random girl that you're supposed to like in the house, really wanting to build those connections with the new members so they knew why I won in the first place and to make those connections and be really good friends with them. So one of the first things we did was a Thanksgiving dinner that we have never done before that we're going to do year after year with the new Sweethearts to come. So every brother brings some sort of dish, kind of like a pitch-in. And then I made the turkey, first time ever making a turkey. Luckily, we all survived. And we all bring in food, your favorite foods from, like, your own home Thanksgivings, and we all sit around and get to know each other, talk, laugh. And it was really cool just to cram us all in this informal sort of area that we used to party on the weekends and make it this, like, pitch-in dinner. So that was the very first things where I was like, okay, this is my foot in the door, and this is really awesome, and everyone loved it.
Oh, my gosh. Definitely a home-cooked meal everyone loves. You said the guys were there for you when your brother passed, and that was amazing. But what are some other things that the guys have done for you?
So after I won Sweetheart, was in September. My birthday is actually in November. So my little sister, who's also a Kappa Delta, she, the biological kind, not just, you know, sorority, she got with my boyfriend, who is a brother, and a bunch of the others, Russell the president, and they threw me a surprise party the weekend before my birthday, so November 21st. I had no idea. We had, like, sort of a day party that day, and everyone kept telling me happy birthday, and I was like, what in the heck? You all know my birthday is not for another week. Flew right over my head. So I go home, I sleep, and then I'm getting ready to go out that night, and everyone's like, why aren't you here yet? Like, you're so lame. Like, hurry up. So I'm like, Jesus, okay, I'll be over there in a second. So we walk over, and I don't hear any music, which is very abnormal for that house. Even just on a Tuesday, there's always somebody blaring something. And I walk in, and the lights are off in the informal, but I don't hear anything. And I walk in, and they all have videos, and they had decorated the informal to be this great lavish birthday celebration with cupcakes on the pong table, and everyone screamed happy birthday, and they turned back on the music, and it was a party the second I walked in, and I bawled my eyes out. And then Russell, who was still president at the time, I believe, he actually had ordered me this sweatshirt I was looking at to buy myself as my own birthday present, and it is one of the really nice stitched letter hoodies. So that was pretty awesome as well.
That's great. So what are some of your other favorite moments, if it's at the house or, you know, with the guys at a tailgate or around campus, but some other key moments that you've really will remember forever that's happened with the guys?
Okay, so tailgate last year would probably be like the icing on the cake. I still had a bunch of the older brothers around whom I've built some great bonds with. So it's tailgate, and then one of our brothers' traditions is to wear a Clifford mascot suit sort of thing to tailgate. I have no idea why, because it is so hot, but it's head-to-toe Clifford suit. His name is Brad, and it is a tailgate classic for his last 4 years, and it actually gets passed down through his Greek family. So I remember showing up to tailgate with Brad and his goofy Clifford onesie that has the whole head as like a hat portion. And we're standing on the back of this truck that we're using as a DJ booth, and we're all just screaming and singing along, and they had just changed the rules at tailgate to be so boring. No cuss words in your song, can't be super loud, and so all the other fraternities were kind of following those rules except for us. So our little section of tailgate was just crazy packed. Everyone was screaming. We had brothers on shoulders. I was standing on the bed of the truck, and we're all just, you know, drinking, having a great time. Remember, probably nothing, and just screaming about. And I just remember all the brothers, like, wrapping their arms around each other and me on the back of this truck. And then Brad jumps out and tries to, like, I don't know, crowd surf. Doesn't work. So he hits the ground. And then I'm sure the police came over and were like, turn off your cruddy music, no cussing. And then we all piled into somebody's random truck and some freshmen drove us home to where we all napped at the house to prepare for the night festivities.
That's hilarious. Mm-hmm. All right, so how would you describe the guys? Like, how would you describe their personality compared to other houses or just guys in general? How would you kind of classify them?
So this is my favorite question, and I'm definitely, like, pulling out my marketing skills when I say this. that SAE boys are quite literally unlike any other boy on this campus. They very much live up to their true gentleman vows, and they very much are not your stereotypical frat guy. They're not going to, like, treat you like crap when you walk in the door. They're so welcoming, and they really, really like those connections. My first moments at the house and just being a freshman on campus was going to fraternities and partying and doing this, that, and the other. And you'd walk in, you knew nobody, and no one really wanted to talk to you, and then you'd drink and then go home. And that was really just the end of it. But with SAE, you'd come, they'd be like, oh, my God, play pong with me. Like, oh, my God, look at this composite. You're so cool. Like, let's get your snap. Hey, come over to the house on Tuesday. We can, like, do this, that, and the other. And I just remember being like, this is so cool. And that, back to when my brother passed away, I still have the card they all wrote me, and I brought that out during my sweetheart speech. So I'm like, you know, guys, I don't think this would ever happen in any other fraternity, because I had friends in those during those really hard moments, and they were very nice, but, like, not an entire fraternity being there for you. Just freshmen, they don't even really know me, and it was only January of second semester, so only, what, like 6 months of knowing each other. So the guys, so nice, true gentlemen through and through, but also the biggest goofballs I've ever met. There's never a moment in this house where someone's not screaming, someone's not playing ridiculous music during quote-unquote quiet hours, somebody building something in the house. We just recently, out of the clear blue sky, decided to repaint the informal from bright purple to, like, a gray, and that was just some random thought someone had on a Wednesday. They're just the most ridiculous guys, and they call me, I'm like, Kennedy, how do I make this? Can I use a metal spatula and a metal pan? Hey, Kennedy, does this shirt go with these jeans? Everything is just, like, the most ridiculous things in my eyes, but I love that they ask me for help on those things. They act like I'm their older sister, and it's been that way since I was a freshman.
That is beautiful. All right, so we're getting close to closing this thing out, but are you excited to be able to also hear the alumni stories and also the stories from the other brothers?
I am so excited. The brothers always have some crazy stories to tell, and I love when we all crowd in each other's rooms and we just sit and spitball stories after stories. And my favorite is when the alumni come back and tell us of all the crazy things they got away with and all the crazy stories of past brothers that they got to witness. And I really, really looked up to the guys when I was a freshman who were seniors and all the crazy antics they got into. So I'm very, very pumped to see the brothers' stories from even the 80s, because I know those have to be crazy.
That's right. All right, well, Kennedy, listen, stay on the line. We're going to do another short segment, but you did great, and I appreciate you taking care of the guys and being the Phi Alpha sweetheart you are. Miss
Thank
Violet.
Thank you so much.
And I'm not going to sing Violets, but I'm glad the guys still do.
Oh, yes. My favorite moment.